We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest today is Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir? Are you warm enough?
No.
It's Fun Friday with Tom Ivester, y'all. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford, located here in Elk City, and they also have one in Woodward. So if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, I want to encourage you to reach out to Barber Dyson because they can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
Dear Lord, thank you for all you've given us. I pray that you would be with the listeners today, be with those here in the studio. We thank you for all you've given us. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So on Tuesday morning, I was down at the Wichita Wildlife Refuge, 5:30 in the morning, and before sunup, about 27 degrees, and I didn't see a soul, see or talk to a soul for about 3.5 to 4 hours. It almost felt like stepping back in time. You know, I got access to the back of the restricted area. And, I mean, there were buffalo, there were elk, there were deer everywhere, all kinds of birds. And there was fresh snow on the ground, you know, had the big snow. And it was just one of those, you know, kind of mountaintop experiences. Although physically it wasn't real enjoyable because it was cold. But, you know, I was dressed up. But it was one of those where you just kind of take a moment and then another moment and then another moment. And then you got another moment and then you realize you got a couple more hours. So, but I was sitting on the side of, you know, these granite mountains down there. So sitting on the side, literally, of a mountain, could see for miles and just wildlife everywhere. It was just absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to play my usual. This has become almost my theme song. I think it's almost become a prayer to me. So this is a Beatles song. Here we go.
I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, and open up the doors. If you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? change my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me, help me, help me.
Ooh. Okay, that song was Help. By the Beatles, so popular song back in the 60s. The thing about sitting on the side of a mountain in Oklahoma is there aren't many mountains in Oklahoma, and so it's kind of a surreal experience just at that, and then seeing the wildlife that you don't normally see. So elk and then buffalo. And so just seeing the buffalo kind of moving around and grazing, and then the absence of anybody. So I'm going to go ahead and read from the Psalms and then play another song. So this is Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning, though in the morning it springs up anew, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. So as I sat on the side of that mountain and the sun's coming up in the east and it is cold, your breath is going out in front of you, and you've got this wildlife that you're not used to. You get the sense that I get the sense I don't belong in one sense, you know, because it's such a difference from what I've immediately come from, and that, you know, others have been here, and that there's no trace of them, you know, and that in as many years there'll be no trace of me. So it's kind of just an understanding that we come and go. The land is there and God is there. So I thought this was an appropriate song. And this is an old gospel song. It's called Lonesome Valley. You know, it's about walking the Lonesome Valley. And we all got to take the road on our own. Jesus is with us. This is a version by Eric Bibb. It's a little more upbeat. I kind of like it. So here we go. Lonesome Valley.
You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it all by yourself. You know there ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk that lonesome valley all by yourself. Well, some say John, he was a Baptist. Come on. Some say John, oh, he was a Jew. But I say John, just like the Bible. Say John, John, he was a preacher too. Singing, you gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk that.
and you gotta walk that lonesome valley. Whoa, yeah, you gotta walk it all by yourself. You know there ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk. Yeah, you gotta walk. Whoa, child, you got to walk that lonesome valley by yourself.
Eric Bibb, and it's kind of an upbeat song. I've heard real slow versions of that song, but that's kind of a more upbeat version. I like it. You know, I'm sitting on the side of this mountain, so you can only sit there so long, your feet start to get cold. So I get up and start going down. Well, if you've ever been down to Quartz Mountain or down to Lugert or Grand Other Wichita Mountains, rocky would be an understatement. So, you know, I've done a lot of hiking in the Rocky Mountains and everything. And, you know, up there you get this kind of loose rock and scree, but down there you just get granite rock, and it's really hard. And so it's easy to stumble. They call them ankle breakers or ankle turners. So I start climbing down, and you really got to watch your footing or you'll fall. And so, you know, I'm really careful, very experienced, and fell the first time. And it hurt right on a knee and skinned my hand. And I'm like, dummy, that's why you have the gloves with you. And I'd taken my gloves off for something and just didn't put them back on. So put the gloves back on. And just sitting there with the physical plane getting up, and it was more the shock of falling. And there is no one, you know, you hit the realization, if I break my ankle, literally I'm going to sit there until someone comes and gets me, because there is no cell service at this point. So, yeah, you get that feeling of I'm all alone, yet not alone. I mean, there wasn't any, there wasn't fear or panic. It was just a sudden realization that this is, you got to be more careful. Now, not that I didn't fall again, because a little bit later I did, but that was later in the day, and that was more because I was tired. It was just careful steps. So as you were walking, there wasn't time to look around. You were watching the steps right in front of you, and I'm telling you the story because there's a metaphor here. There wasn't time to enjoy the view as I was going down the mountain, because you had to concentrate on watching the steps, or you would fall. A lot of times, for me, that's life. I don't have time to stop and smell the roses. I can hear all the funny songs and great stuff, but I'm focusing on what am I doing until noon to make sure I don't stumble and fall. I get to work on time. You know, my kids do this. I get this. The bill gets paid so the water doesn't get turned off. And that stuff, while in the grand scheme of things, is not important, but it is important. It's very important. So it's easy to say, oh, don't worry about that. God will take care of it. Yeah, God takes care of those who take care of themselves. You have to. God's not carrying me from the top of the mountain down to the bottom of the mountain. God gave me the brain to sit there and focus on the steps. Now, what do? You stop every once in a while. You take a break. You sit down. You drink some water. And then you enjoy the view. You take it all in. And then you got to get back to work. And for me, that's how it was going down the side of that mountain. But I couldn't sit there and look around and enjoy it the whole time. I couldn't. And keep going. It was either stop. And you can only stop for so long, and then you just ossify and get cold and go, well, how do I get to the road over there? And no one's coming to get you. So anyway, okay, let me read another psalm here, and then we'll play a song. This is Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find his refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Okay. I got another old gospel song here, and this is a different rendition. Let me pull it up here. Okay. So, and this is a gospel song really popular in the 30s and 40s. My wife's grandmother loved it. Called Jubilee. And this is a version by the Blind Boys of Alabama, a singing group. So here we go. Most people, if you ever went to a revival back in the day, you might have heard this song. So here we go, Jubilee. They used to play that song quite often during their revivals. So, an old revival tune, Jubilee, and that was the Blind Boys of Alabama singing it. I'm going to read a short psalm here and then go right into a song. This is Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters. Mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. So as I climbed down off that mountain, I was coming down into this little valley, and I came up and crested this little bitty ridge, and probably 50 yards away, 40 yards away, were five huge bull buffalo. And they looked over at me. They just turned their heads real slowly and looked over, and they started kind of walking towards me. And so, you know, messing with large bull buffaloes is not an advisable deal. So I kind of back off and get behind some rocks, and then they stopped. And then they just meandered away. But, you know, you're just sitting there. Again, it was like stepping back in time or being an observer to a different time and place. And it gives you a sense of altered reality of they were here. There were people, again, there were people here long before you and animals long before you, and they'll be here long after you. And what is your place in this whole thing? So, with that said, my dad was a big Buddy Holly fan. He was here for a time, and he was gone, both Buddy and my dad. So, I'm going to play this song in honor of my father. Buddy Holly was originally from Lubbock, Texas. My dad really liked him, probably because he grew up around the same time listening to him. And, like I said, they're both gone now. So, this is Rave On by Buddy Holly.
Oh, hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me leaving when you say I love you. Rain on, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling.
Okay, here's a bit of music trivia for you. The bassist playing in that song, because his band was named the Crickets, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. So the bassist for the Crickets was a guy named Waylon Jennings. And so they were touring with a guy named the Big Bopper. And so they were taking a plane flight from one show to another, and Waylon was scheduled to be on that flight. And he said, "No, buddy, you go ahead and get on, and I'll just take the bus." And the rest is history, as they say, because the plane went down, and that's where the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly and Richie Valens all died in the plane crash. Waylon gave up his seat, took the bus, and, you know, Don McLean wrote the famous song Bye Bye American Pie about the plane crash. But, you know, history was changed. He gave up his seat. Waylon goes on to be a country star outlaw, and Buddy Holly goes down in flames, literally. So, a bit of music trivia there for you. Okay, Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord. And by the way, Waylon Jennings was from Littleton, Texas. And Littlefield, Texas, which is a small town of about 4,000 north of Lubbock. That's how Waylon ended up in the band. He grew up in Littlefield, Texas, which is north of Lubbock. A little ways. Okay. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the king and the Lord. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity. And I'm telling you, on Tuesday, I felt that. You could just sit there after a while, and you could just feel the presence of God. I could in nature. And for me, it comes out when I'll take the time to stop and listen. And if you're forced to, like secluding yourself in a place where you can't get back to for several hours, that's what happened. And so, you know, first hour or two, you're focused on staying warm and seeing the sunrise and seeing everything. And then after a while, you kind of settle down and you just start feeling the presence and the vastness and your tiny presence in the whole scheme of things. And then you really, for me, I started to actually feel God. So, it was good. It was good for me. So, okay, we'll do one more song and then maybe do... Okay, this is, let me see if I can find this. This is a Buck Owens song, but a lot of times I like to play bands that are playing those songs just to get a little different version of it. So, let's see if I can.